You're listening to the Laundry Room Diaries. I'm your host, Angela McKay. I'm a busy mom of seven and a self-made CEO. But friend, that's not how my story started. In fact, 14 years ago, I found myself ugly crying over a basket of missing socks, wondering what was missing in my life. Maybe you can relate. The mom guilt. Wanting to be a mom, but yet needing something for yourself. This podcast is designed for you. Learn how to crush the mom guilt, dance through life messes, kick perfection out the door, and live unapologetically. I'm going to teach you exactly what I did and how I changed my life so that I can have the best of both worlds. And I'm going to show you how right now. Let's go. Like when I close my eyes and don't even care if anyone sees me dance. Like I can't fly and I don't even think I'm touching the ground, yeah. Like a heartbeat skip, like an open page, like a one-way trip on an aeroplane. It's the way that I feel when I'm with you. Brand new. Hey guys, welcome back to the Laundry Room Diaries. I'm your host, Angela McKay, and today I'm taking you on a 5-episode journey through productivity, but this series is like nothing you've heard before. I really wanted to bring something different and didn't want to just rehash same topics that you can grab on most podcasts for network marketers or entrepreneurs or the work from home mom. So I've kind of crafted this unique 5-episode series that's going to really focus in on one of the number one things I hear my clients say, and that is, how can I be more productive? Especially if you're a mom, right? I know as a mom of seven running a business or running multiple businesses, there was times where it felt defeating. It felt overwhelming. It had all the ickiness, and it really made me question if I had the ability. And so if that's for you today, this is going to be exactly what you need. And so as we go on this journey through these 5 series, we're going to talk about how to start your day and prioritize prayer and reflection. On episode 2, I'm going to really dive into embracing grace and divine timing, which, oh, do I have a story for you there? Purposeful goals. That's so important, friend. So it's not your just average set a goal. What's the step? You know, we're going to dive into that one and unpack it. We're going to talk about practicing Sabbath rest, which is so important. You have to have days in your week that are not only intentionally restful, but you know that that's what the Lord has wanted you to do. And then obviously we're going to talk about gratitude because it is the foundation truly for finding joy and happiness in business. So get ready because we're going to dive in and be patient because I've got a little throat thing happening, but I'm rolling with this because the enemy is not going to take away from what I have to share with you today. So today we're going to really talk about, you know, starting your day with prayer and the importance of prayer and reflection in your business. Now, this is sometimes controversial. And in fact, there was a season in my life where I separated like most and said, I'm taking faith out of my business. And let me tell you, friend, that's when I was not really getting what I wanted in my life. It felt unfulfilling. It felt hard. It was a struggle, if I can just be honest. And it's when I really said, I don't care what everyone else says. Can I get an amen? And I said, I'm going to put faith in my foundation because I know the Bible says that I need to glorify Him in all things that I do. And so that means the work that I create, the things that I'm doing in my life that are foundational, which is family, which is my finances, and which is really my passions and my creativity and my gifts in my business, they all have to glorify Him. And so I kind of threw away that idea of separation and I incorporated it, and it started to transform not only my business, but just my personal growth. It was like adding life into my business that was missing. And that's what I hope it gives you today. And so what I did was I started with prayer, right? I remember I was going through a season where I felt off as a leader. I felt not present as a leader. I felt burnout and I started to feel resentful. Like I was doing all the things and I felt like no one appreciated it. And I was really in a me mindset. And I remember really just wanting to throw the towel in and talking with my husband and saying like, I'm done. I am burnt out. No one appreciates me. I was in all these me statements. And I started to realize like, this is not how I want my business to be. And this isn't how the Lord wants my business to be. And so I said a prayer. I literally just started talking to my Father and asking for guidance. Like, what do I do, you know, in a hard circumstance? What do I do when people let you down in business? What do I do as a busy mom when I feel like I've got all the hats on and I have not much energy left to give? Like, how, Lord, do I get through that season? And you know what? It was always amazing to me that that fuel that that prayer gave me, that pick me up, was now my coffee opportunity, right? Like it, most people reach for the caffeine and I reach for my Bible. And I put prayer into my business and I started praying for guidance, for opportunity, for the Lord to do what I know He was designed to do. And that was to bring people to me in my business, the ones that He has designed for me, and for me to just be open to His timing. And it started to really create a space of divine guidance and wisdom that really kind of entered in my life and business. Now, prioritizing meant this. I made it a non-negotiable. I would set aside dedicated time in my schedule, specifically in the morning, to devote to prayer and reflection. Whether it was 5 minutes or an hour, it was kind of based on what I was doing in life, what was going on in my life currently. Sometimes, you know, I could have a quick conversation with the Lord and I felt like that's all I needed that day. And I was focused and ready. And other times I was in the trenches with the Lord and we had longer conversations. But what I found was that quiet, comfortable spot where I could just kind of focus away from the distractions, I got such clarity. I really was able to inspire myself by putting scripture around me and just kind of letting the noise of the world out so I could hear what He wanted me to do that day. You know, using prayer and prompts, you know, is important. And if you struggle with that praying like I did in the beginning, I felt like, what was I to say when I first started to really pray and work on my relationship with Christ? What I found was I looked up prayer prompts, like how, you know, to pray and all this. And I'm going to take it down just to the very simplistic level. Just talk to your Father like you talk to your friend. Just talk to Him and ask Him, you know, what it is that you should be putting your focus on. Lord, what talents should you be using right now? What energy should you be focused on using, and where is that going? And what is that He wants you to do? And by doing so, friend, you're going to start to trust the process. And I think that's when you have faith in the process, knowing that it's not your timing, it's His timing. Things shift in your business and they shifted your mindset, and you shift out of the struggle of not feeling productive to knowing that even though things might not go exactly the way you wanted to that day, guess what? He has a plan and you're just a part of that plan. So giving yourself that grace really can be so effective of taking away like that overthinking or that mom guilt, or, you know, that sometimes limiting belief that wants to take us away and out of productivity at all, which I always say that is just the enemy talking to you. Now, the other thing I want to say is that there's just so many testimonials from people that have decided to put faith into their business and trust the productivity timing of it, that it makes so much sense to do it. And in fact, I feel like that's the enemy sitting here saying, don't put your faith in your business. Don't talk about that because you might offend someone, or you might, like, you know, people might not want to purchase from you or join your opportunity or work with you as a client. And what I would say to that, because I struggled with that for a little bit, is don't let that derail your belief. Don't let that derail the fact that you want this in the foundation of your business. You know that being productive means being purpose-filled. And by being purpose-filled, you have faith in not only what you believe you're to do, but the guidance of God. And what I love about this is that when you kind of get to this space of acceptance and understanding and really getting excited about how it starts to change your life, what I have found is that my business has grown in an abundance because that is what he has intended it for. When I am sharing my heart and my journey and my testimony in a place that I literally call my ministry, which is to not only work and benefit myself, but help others get that fruit, you know what? It is such a game changer, friend. And so I want to speak to you today. If you've been on kind of the struggle bus of productivity, if post-it notes and to-do lists and notifications are what's guiding your day, if you're reaching for the cup of caffeine before you're reaching for that moment of prayer and focus, I encourage you to take a moment and redirect the effort in a different way by being purpose-filled and passionate about prayer in your business and in your business day, adding it to your daily method of operation, allowing God to be your business partner and him to really dialing in and kind of guiding you in your heart, and you just being an open opportunity to accept whatever he shows for you that day. I know that if you go on this journey with me and accept Christ in your life and in your business, you're going to find the joy that you desire. You're going to find the relationships that have meaning. And more importantly, you're going to see your work prove to be impactful beyond your own self. And after all, isn't that what we all want? We all want to make a difference. Time after time, I talk to people and they say, you know, I really want to help my family, but I want to make a difference. Most people out there want to make a difference in the world. And so today I encourage you to start right now in your faith journey with that, with prayer as the foundation of your business and getting excited about what he will bring to you. Friend, that's what I have for you today. I can't wait to dive into the next episode with you where we really kind of get into the tacticals of how you put faith in your foundation. But until then, I hope that you take time today to not only pray and talk to God about your business, but you go and activate what he is giving you. God bless.